Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back everybody on this Friday morning. Rod Peterson Show coming at you from the bunker out here in gorgeous Western Canada. Taking you into a very, very busy weekend. And it is a football Friday, but we're going to pause that in a moment to chat some hockey. You let me know when we have Ron Robinson ready to go. You ready? It is episode number 88 of the program today. Brady, watching from Saskatoon this morning, has ducked out of his high school class to point out some number 88s. And they include Eric Lindros, Patrick Kane, Brent Burns, Patrick Kane, Brad Sinopoli, Greg Olson, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant. And you forgot Willie Nylander and Michael Irvin and Matt Dominguez. So 88's a big number.
Oh, yeah.
As it ever.
And for that, I'm very pleased to welcome our good and longtime friend, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robinson, joining us this morning from his office on this Friday. Game day in the Dub. How you doing, Ron?
Very good, Rod. Good to see you.
And hey, good to see you. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun, and we get to talk all the things that we want to, and as you know, the WHL is my favorite league. So we're a couple weeks into it, by the way. We've had three CHL top 10 rankings come out, and they've changed every week. So have you been happy with just the opening play the first couple weeks of the season?
Well, things have gone very well, and of course, Saskatchewan's always at the forefront, as you know, Rob, in our league. We're just thrilled with the season that Prince Albert Raiders had last year, winning the Western Hockey League Championship, and of course, back-to-back years with market teams, Swift Current Broncos, of course, the previous season, and success and the excitement in Prince Albert will carry over into this season, and we're looking forward to a very, you know, with Winnipeg at it again, this is going to really add a new dimension to our league, and as a result, should be very interesting for people on the prairies again this year.
Well, it is a very exciting time, but I always have appreciated the time you've given me, and I was always so worried about those small market teams, and you often said they'll be fine, but I didn't think they'd have this success. So how have they done it? How have they done it other than very shrewd hockey men running the Broncos and the Raiders?
Well, that's certainly important to have a very strong management group in place, not only from the general manager standpoint. Manny Viveros now, of course, has moved on and come back from the National Hockey League's coaching in Spokane, did a great job as general manager and head coach in Swift Current and Curtis Hunt and of course, Mark Habshaw in the coaching capacity. You know, when you get that kind of experience, it's extremely important to have a plan from a hockey standpoint, but also a strong community-led board that's going to make sure that from a financial standpoint, the franchise is viable. And, you know, it takes everything that they can muster in both those communities as small markets to make sure they have the buildings full on most nights and to make sure that all of the revenue streams are available to the club. But they find a way. And I think as a league, we're certainly committed to making sure that they are viable on a long-term basis.
Right. Well, the league was built on that. Small markets, but also Winnipeg was part of how this league was founded too, and they're back there for the first time since 1984. Have you been in there yet? How do you feel about how this is going to go in the Manitoba capital?
Well, we're very excited. It has been a long time. The mid-1980s, we left the Winnipeg market, and we've always looked for a way to return. The Brandon Weekings have done just a wonderful job of representing our league in that province for so many years, but we just felt we were underrepresented, and when we had the opportunity to relocate under the ownership and the general manager, Matt Cockle, we just felt it was a real good fit. Temporarily, the team is playing, and I was there actually for their opening night in Winnipeg at the Wayne Fleming Arena at the University of Manitoba. We've got $1.5 million of renovations put into that facility in order to bring it up to Western Hockey League standards on a temporary basis while a new facility is being constructed for the team in South Winnipeg. So we think that the combination of the new facility, the practice facility and Rink Academy, which is going to be arguably one of the largest development centers in the country, will give us a good position within the Winnipeg market, which, as you know, Rod, is very, very competitive, not only with the Jets, but the Moose and of course, the CFL franchise as well.
Well, probably the country's number one hockey city is Winnipeg. But it's funny because we had John Paddock in here yesterday. Coach the Jets, as you know. I said, how's this going to work in Winnipeg? And he's like, I don't know. Just fun to find out. I guess we're going to find out, Ron.
Yeah, we're. I think the ownership we have there, we're very fortunate. We're going to be very well positioned. Mark Chipman and the Jets organization have been very cooperative. And when you look at this market, there's a real desire for junior hockey. And we think it's really important to be represented there. And we're confident it'll be successful long term.
Yeah, great product and affordable. What's not to like? Lynch has his finger in the air, so just hang on. And Ron Robinson, by the way, would have grown up listening to John Lynch on the radio out in Indian Head for sure on 620 CKCK. So you make your question a good one, John. But first, just to the Memorial Cup in Kelowna this year, it was in the notes that Taylor sent to chat about, presented by Kia. Maybe we can get out there. That would be a lot of fun to do the show from there. But you know, Ron, you're a smart guy. You're an analytical guy. Every Memorial Cup the past few has been the talk of the Dub stubbing their toe in the round robin. So have you put your finger on, I think it's an anomaly. Huntsie agrees, but that can't continue in Kelowna.
Well, that's right. We've got the opportunity back west to have the event. We'll have two teams in that tournament again. I think, you know, we've got to show respect for Ontario and Quebec. They come to the Memorial Cup with some outstanding teams. And yet when you look at Prince Albert's last year, that travel into Halifax, playing the opening game of the tournament, really put them in a difficult position. Because in any tournament situation, you have to get off to a good start. That first game is so critical. And I think if we can get some momentum early on in this particular year, hosting it in Kelowna, we'll be in good shape.
Ron, one of the things that I'm really impressed with, the number of players the Western League has in the National Hockey League. Do you have a record of how many it is right now? But I think they have more than the Ontario League and Quebec. Am I right or wrong on that one?
Well, we're actually in second place. Ontario, we have to bow down to them. They have the most players. Of course, when you look at the number of players in registered hockey in Canada, proportionally, it's not a surprise that Ontario is at the forefront of that. But we're not far behind because we have a terrific development system here in Western Canada. And our teams do an excellent job. We have 127 players who were on the opening night rosters in the National Hockey League, and many play prominent roles with those teams. We still pride ourselves in developing, being a leading supplier. We are the number one league in the world this year at the NHL draft. And so consequently, we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish, and but certainly respect the other leagues within the CHL.
Won't keep it too long. I could go till midnight on this, but one of the questions to be brought up is the CIBC Canada-Russia series. It's in Saskatoon and PA. That's exciting. So it's coming to Saskatchewan here November 13th and 14th. What do fans need to know about that?
Well, we have three, actually, events that are going to take place in Saskatchewan. Of course, we're very lucky to be part of the NHL Tim Hortons Heritage Classic in Regina with our with the Regina Plats playing the Calgary Hitmen on Sunday, October 27th. So that's one to circle in the calendar. But as you mentioned, Rod, CIBC Canada-Russia series is also always a highlight because the best players in the Western Hockey League who are vying for a position on this year's World Junior team will be in the lineup in Saskatoon and in Prince Albert November 13th and 14th. And you know, the excitement is we've got so much excitement in Prince Albert to begin with, and we're hopeful that we'll get a great response in Saskatoon as well. And we're looking forward to a real good showcase leading into this year's World Junior.
And what's the tournament, lastly, that you've got Mitch Love and Mark Habscheid coaching and Dave Struch in the middle of those three? What's the event and who came up with that idea? Those guys wanted to kill each other last spring, as you remember.
Well, there was a pretty good rivalry going on there between Saskatoon and PA. We don't have to tell anybody about that, but the two coaches were into it in a big way. And we thought, why not bring them onto the same bench and create a little bit more excitement? And with Dave Struch there to handle them, if anything goes sideways, we'll be in good shape.
All right, Ronnie, thanks for this as always. Keep it rolling. Can't wait to see you here in the Brand Center or wherever around this province. And thanks for your time this morning.
Look forward to catching up soon, and go Riders.
You betcha. There you go, Ron Robison, Saskatchewan guy from Indian Head, and a former Pat, I might point out. Always a big day when you can get the commissioner of any league on the program. So thanks to the WHL for putting on Ron. Big night in the dub. As we mentioned, the Medicine Hat Tigers here in town tonight. Chance to get a look at Cole Sillinger of the Tigers, the son of Mike Sillinger. I should mention, too, the Calgary Hitmen announcing yesterday, Brett Hitman Heart Night. The Hitmen. So that I've got it on my phone here. I'm not sure the date, but I love those theme nights, don't you?
They're always fun.
They're great.
I wish they could do it every night, and the teams tell me, can't do that, Rod. Why not? When Rempel, the Silver Fox, was marketing the Pats and the Warriors, they had haircut night. They were giving haircuts on the on the concourse. And bikini night? What's wrong with that?
Gets people great idea.
Out to the barn.
Great idea.
Especially when it's minus 40. What else was I going to say here? I was talking about why we talked about the CHL and the Blades have fallen right out of it. Oh, I know what it is. On the topic of Calgary. Sorry. Calgary, the fourth largest viewed city for the Rod Peterson Show. And sometimes we neglect them a little bit. And as we've said last year or last week, we didn't even put their coach in the Coach of the Year ballot because he's just too good. It's like Bill Belichick doesn't even come up for Coach of the Year in the NFL, does he? Ever? It's the same thing. Tyler, our sales manager, sitting over there. Am I in trouble, by the way? All the staff, all the big shots are here. Paul has shown up. What's going on here?
I'm on day off.
Are we staging an intervention? This is very eerily like an intervention right now. I'm the last to know. Paul says go to break. But anyways, we got to show Calgary some love. And yes, the Flames lost last night at the Avalanche, 5-3, empty net goal by the Avs. But their football team, the one that never gets talked about, is playing in Montreal tomorrow, guys. And I'll get both your take on that. That's the first of the Saturday triple header in the CFL. It's another nine-hour day of football. It's just going to be fantastic, to use a Lynch line. John, is there any way that the Stampeders lose in Montreal? Because they've had trouble there in the past, and the Alouettes are the last team to beat them this year.
Alouettes beat them 40-34 at home this year, and they were very upset about that, the Stampeders. To answer your question, I think Montreal will give Calgary quite a game. It'll be a real good football game. But to be honest with you, no. When it comes down to the who's going to win the game, because of Bo Levi Mitchell, who's just like Lancaster, able to pull those games out in the last few, two or three minutes, the last minute, and so many games in the last minute, I think the Stampeders will win the game 28-27. Another squeaker. I think they've had about five in the last 6 years. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid Calgary will win.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go the other way. I think Montreal's got a really good shot. Vernon Adams Jr. back in the lineup, and he'll play. I think that adds a lot, adds a spark for sure to this group. And, you know, coming off the week that they had too, they need to prove themselves as being, you know, great cup contenders and making sure they're staying in the conversation, not only for... you know, in that Grey Cup picture, making sure they're hot down the stretch, but making sure they continue to hold that grasp. Not that they're really going to be, you know, pushed by Toronto or Ottawa, but making sure that they, you know, are securing that home playoff game sooner than later and ready to roll. So I think Montreal having Vernon Adams Jr. back is big, and I think it's going to be a really good game. I do. I think it's going to be, it's a little bit underrated. It's not getting the pub because, of course, everybody's excited about the Riders and Bombers.
I'm glad Clark reminded me of this on the prompter, and I meant to have this as a major topic on the program today, is the top item running at 3downnation.com right now on Bo Levi Mitchell and the Minnesota Vikings. And my guess is, John, you haven't heard this story, Frenzy.
No, I haven't.
This from 3downnation.com is written by Justin Dunk. The Minnesota Vikings were at least honest with Bo Levi Mitchell. The reigning CFL Most Outstanding Player worked out in many last December with head coach Mike Zimmer present. By all accounts, Mitchell impressed the Vikes coaches and personnel men, displaying the arm strength and accuracy everyone in Canada knows well. Mitchell met with a specific person after the on-field session. He was telling Mitchell how much Minnesota liked him and asked why he wanted to leave the CFL. Bo's answer was, well, for one, I've never been anywhere in football that I haven't won a championship. High school D1, D1AA, now here in the CFL, on and on and on. Apparently, Bo said this on his radio show in Calgary this week. And that is when the personnel guy for the Vikings said, no, 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 we don't want you to take Kirk Cousins' job. We want you to come in here, help him with his eyes, tell him what you see, do everything you can do to make him a better quarterback. That's from the Vikings. So they wouldn't sign, this is what Bo is saying on his radio show, so they wouldn't sign him because they were afraid that he would maybe take Kirk Cousins' job.
Oh, I wish somebody would.
Well, if you were here listening to Kelly Rumpel yesterday for about 60 seconds, yeah, he would love that too, I'm sure, and I bet you that he would be the biggest Bo Levi Mitchell fan if somebody from Saskatchewan could be. So that's interesting.
Now, is this true?
Bo wants to play.
Let's get this straight. Is Kirk Cousins the highest paid player in the NFL? The highest paid quarterback at $38 million. Is that right?
Well, it's actually in the story here. Might have to go through and search. Here it is. Kirk Cousins signed the NFL's first fully guaranteed contract in March of 2018 with the Vikings, worth $84 million over 3 years. So he's not, at the time, what was newsworthy about that was it was guaranteed money for the first time, the entirety of the contract. There's quarterbacks making more now, but it's not all guaranteed.
Right.
And he's just not delivering. As it goes on to say, in the first season of the deal, Cousins completed 70% of his passes, 4,298 yards, 30 touchdowns. More importantly, they were 8-7-1 and missed the playoffs. That's what you get in this for, is to win. That's why they pay the money. And he hasn't delivered.
He's not that good. Simple as that. I don't know why they gave him the money in the first place. He wasn't that good in Washington. He was good at Michigan State, but not great. He went to Washington. He wasn't that great at Washington. Had some good games, but they went crazy a couple of years ago, the Vikings, and they went out and gave him that kind of money. It's really stupid.
Well, as Clark's pointed out on the thing here, $28 million a year U.S. for Kirk Cousins. So it is overpaying, and it's guaranteed money. And I don't know who Kirk Cousins has pictures of, but they bring in Bo Levi Mitchell, the outstanding player in the CFL, and they're like, no, we don't want you to compete. Kirk's untouchable. We want to sign you to help him.
I think IBM should hire him. He's going to be one of the great salesmen.
Great salesman of all time.
Great salesman of all time, Kirk Cousins. I mean, come on. Oh, gosh. And what's Brady getting, 15?
Yeah, and winning.
and happy to do it.
Casey writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, are you kidding me? Vikings were worried about taking Cousins' job? That's a good problem. Give your head a shake. Wow. That tells you why some teams always win and some teams always lose. People making the decisions.
That's about all you need to know right there.
We got a break on the way. Tori Gurley and the Massey Twins. It's a Football Friday here. And actually, we'll talk to Tori about all of this. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning. Just ahead of our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, joining us. A sports update for Ballers Rec Room. The very big day of Major League Baseball on tap today. All four division series have games. Canadian James Paxton starts for the Yankees against the Minnesota Twins. The Tampa Bay Rays face the Houston Astros. Cardinals visit the Braves in Game 2, and the Nationals taking on the Dodgers in Game 2 of that series. Four games, Major League Baseball playoffs today. Maple Leafs hit the road for the first time this season. They are at Columbus. Leafs coming off a 5-3 win over the Sens. Winnipeg Jets will try to bounce back tonight in New Jersey. Jets face the Devils in their second game of the season. They fell 6-4 at the Rangers last night. In Canada West football, today UBC is in Regina taking on the Rams. Canada West Television has it. DuPont has the call with Jesse Lumsden providing the color. Manitoba on the road facing the Huskies. 7 p.m. at Griffiths. And on Saturday, a battle for top spot as the Golden Bears. Thanks for the gift, Golden, or to Dinos. The Dinos and the Golden Bears will meet up. Golden Bears didn't do squat for us.
No, but they're having a good year, and we haven't reached out to them yet.
Yeah, they will.
We've got to start putting the pressure on.
All right. Thanks for the gifts, Rams, Dinos, and we'll take gifts here. yeah, John Frenzy with us as well. Darren DuPont on this Football Friday. We're going out on the video chat today. Tory Gurley joining us, our NFL and CFL insider. Good day, Tory. Where are you at today?
In Toronto.
All right, Tory, I got to ask you, before we go back to last week and all of the fun that you had with the Bills, have you seen this story that the Vikings worked out Bo Levi Mitchell, loved what he did, but didn't want to have him compete with Kirk Cousins for the job, and that's the biggest reason why they didn't sign him? Could you believe that would happen?
No, that doesn't make any sense there. I'm familiar with the Vikings organization, Rick Spielman being a general manager there. Those guys play to win, so something just doesn't add up, especially with the way the team is playing and the plethora of talent they have at wide receiver in Minnesota. They're looking for a quarterback to get Adam Thielen or Stephon Diggs the ball, and if it's Bo Levi, you play to win, because in that division, you got to worry about Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Mitch Trubisky, so something just not adding up with that story.
Now, maybe it's just Bo Levi spinning yarns, but front page news at 3 down. Now, your Instagram story was hot, hot, hot last Sunday at the Ralph, the Bills and the Patriots. Biggest thing for me, and Todd, our sales guy, and I were comparing notes on your feed, Robert Kraft, Nike kicks, and a three-piece suit. Talk about the Patriots parade that you saw there going onto the field.
Yeah, it was great to be up and close with the action. Obviously, I'm former Buffalo Bill alum, but just being around, I was able to see my former college teammates, Stephon Gilmore of the New England Patriots, defensive back, and fullback for the Buffalo Bills, Patrick DeMarco. And, you know, having an opportunity to get up and close with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, they're well-respected at what they do, and it's just amazing on how focused they are going into game day. You know, Rob Kraft has, you know, he has a lot of swagger to himself, but just watching Bill Belichick and seeing how locked in he was, you can tell he was already playing a game out in his mind on how he was going to go out and try to exploit the Buffalo Bills to get the win.
I'm going back here. It's John Lynch here to Cousins again. Cousins came out of Michigan State, went to the Washington, not with great success, and then Minnesota wanted them. They almost gave them the world, $28 million, ridiculous, I think, and gave them the job. And the same with Jeff Garcia. When he left Calgary, he was handed the job, as you know, in San Francisco, and took them to a Super Bowl, didn't win. And the same with Peter Lisk. When he left the Stampeders in 1981, he was given the job in the Denver Broncos. And I think that Bo Levi's a better quarterback than all of them, so why wouldn't he be handed a job somewhere? He's just obviously a sensational quarterback.
Well, the reason why is the money always plays first in the National Football League. And whenever you invest over $25 million a year in a player, they're going to go out and play. Because if some now if he had an injury and they was able to bring in Bo Levi, it would be different. But you can't – you have to justify to the owner of the team why you're giving someone $25 million a year. And that's why Kirk Cousins will be the quarterback until there's a lead or a change where the coaches get fired and they want to start over and bring in a new person.
Torrey, speaking of Minnesota, Stephon Diggs and the rumors that have come out, him asking for a trade. He said the rumors are true. What's the latest in Minnesota when it comes to their star receiver?
Yeah, he's very frustrated. Obviously, he and Thielen are guys that do a great job of being explosive downfield. And for anyone that has those two players on fantasy, you know, they look for those numbers. They want to see yards and they want to see touchdowns. And those guys are frustrated because you can tell the offense is pedestrian right now. I mean, the way Dalvin Cook is running the ball, you know, I think right now he's probably the leading rusher in the NFL. But just some of the concepts they have when it comes to passing, Kirk Cousins isn't getting it done in the game. So don't be shocked to see Kirk Cousins have a big game on Sunday against the New York Giants, because the Giants are not that good when it comes to defending the pass, and the secondary is kind of weak. So I think this would be a bounce-back game for Kirk.
Are the Denver Broncos on a short leash? And I shouldn't say the Broncos. John Elway on a short leash in Denver. They don't look that good.
John Elway would never be on a short leash in Denver. You know, he was able to.
No.
He was able to deliver a Super Bowl as a player and as a general manager. If you go back and go watch all the Denver games, majority of their losses have come on the last possession where, you know, you get a great pass or you get something to happen offensively where you get the score, but you just need the defense to get one stop for you and they can't do it. And a lot of their games have come down to field goals. So hopefully, you know, they can change that. And it wouldn't shock me. And you're hearing this first. It wouldn't shock me if Denver mess around and beat the LA Chargers on Sunday, because it's just, I was looking at that Vegas line and they have it at 6.5, but I can see the team rallying and getting a win for their coach, because no one wants to start the season out 0-4.
What do you think of the Bronco quarterback situation right now as it is?
Joe Flacco, what you see is what you get. You know, he isn't someone as dynamic, but he's a pro. He's a Super Bowl MVP. And, you know, he's a vet. So you got to continue to build around him. And hopefully they can get the run game going as well as the pass. You know, they kind of – some weeks you might have the run game going and the pass might lack. But hopefully they can have a balance, because they're a good team. They're well coached and they have some pieces. You know, they have a huge void to fill with their defense and Bradley Chubb, with him tearing his ACL last week. But I think Denver has the pieces to be competitive.
Our NFL insider, Torrey Gurley, with us, but a CFL alum as well, Argos, Bombers, Red Blacks, and we've got some CFL questions for you from our producer, Clark. Regarding what's going on with the Rough Riders, Torrey, Clark asks your thoughts on the Jordan Williams-Lambert, Emmanuel Arsenault situation. If you're not entirely clear on it, Williams-Lambert comes back to the NFL, sits 3 weeks before being inserted into the roster because the Riders have a great receiving core, and finally, they decide to bring Arsenault out, the veteran, who scores a 55-yard touchdown last week in Toronto. How do you think the Riders have handled this? And what's it like as a young receiver taking someone's job and being a vet, being sat down while healthy for a younger receiver?
Yeah, that's the nature of the beast. The league only gets younger, and hopefully in SAS they can find the right balance of being able to play both people. But from a salary cap and from a business standpoint, you always want to go with the younger player, because, you know, everyone has a cap. Whatever that number is, that you don't want to go over it. So if you can find a younger player cheaper, then that's something you'd rather go with, because you understand you can get more out of them. And a player like Manny, you know, he costs a lot to play. And whenever he hits certain incentives that take away from – I guess the bigger picture of the team saving money. So, you know, it sucks. But that's how – I mean, that's how truly the nature of the beast. I remember once upon a time when I was a rookie and I was willing to go out there and play special teams and play offense. And as I got older, I became more of just a red zone threat, and that's something I wanted to do. And when I realized, I was like, man, when I'm not in the game, I'm giving a younger guy opportunity to go out and play and make a name for himself. So, you know, it comes, unfortunately, that's just part of how professional sports work, especially in football with having a hard cap. But those are good problems to have if you SAS, because at least you know you have the depth to go on a run in the playoffs.
And how about the Argos? The trade deadline is next week, October the 9th. The insiders are saying all of their quarterbacks are available. Zach Kolaros, James Franklin, McLeod, Bethel Thompson. What do you know about your former team, and do you expect them to make a move? And see, if somebody leaves, who do you think it should be?
It truly doesn't matter. I just think they're going to bring in some guys, and this is a rebuild year for the Argos. It started off on the wrong foot, and they just want to see how guys go out and compete now. So whatever quarterback they decide to move on and insert in the starting lineup or however they want to do it, is they're rebuilding for next year.
All right, Torrey, anything else on your mind before we let you go?
We saw that you watched the Joker movie, and Kim and I are headed at 4 o'clock to go check it out ourselves. So what'd you think of the movie?
Two thumbs up from the Siskel and Ebert, okay. Rod Peters. You will love it, Torrey. It's old school. And I'm a Batman Joker fan, so I won't spoil any of it other than to say you'll love it. So enjoy.
How can we get that red carpet treatment? You know, I want them to roll out the red carpet at the Cineplex for us.
Just stick with me. Stick with me.
I got you.
thank you, Torrey.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Torrey Gurley out in Toronto. Well, it'll have to wait until they come home.
Are they?
That's what it'll be.
They are coming?
At some point, I would anticipate.
That's a great statement.
We got a lot of things to do. We got to bring Torrey in the bunker. We got to take him to a movie now. And it's a fact, Jack.
Take him to Rollo?
Rollo doesn't have a movie theater, Lynch.
Well, take him and show him the town.
And then what do we do after that 5 minutes? 5 minutes would be long.
We'd meet Don Perkins, you know that, the mayor of Rollo.
I love this. So John and I have done many, many, many television and radio shows over the years. As everybody knows, together. And we would always do a mic test, as we always do. So I'd say, Lynch, give us a mic check. And he would go, I'm John Lynch with Gary Kelly and Don Perkins. And it sounded like ABC Wide World of Sports or something, right? And so after like the 177th time that he's done that, I said, John, who are Gary Kelly and Don Perkins? He goes, two guys from Rollo that I grew up with. Right? And you introduced me to Don Perkins.
Yep, sure did.
At the restaurant in Dog River.
Right, right.
He's a really good guy.
Great guy. Great athlete. Great guy. Yeah. Now the mayor of Rollo and fabulous guy.
Now, I also want to say thanks again to Landmark Cinemas for inviting the Rod Peterson Show out last night for the private screening of The Joker before. Anybody else got to see this flick? And I got to say this. I went and bought popcorn and nibs and hot dogs and what I always do at the theater.
Yeah.
Pulled out my scene card expecting to get the points. And they almost took me to the ground. They said, we're not Cineplex. I didn't know.
That's a no-fly zone.
Oh, a no-fly zone, man. So leave your scene card at home if you're going to Landmark Cinemas. Other than that, and I'm going back there tonight. I had no idea that they were competing.
Big crowd there?
Big crowd. Yeah, we could barely move.
Yeah, it was awesome. Stars in the crowd, you've mentioned some. Mitch Picton was there in the Pictons.
Jason Claremont.
That was cool.
By the way, on the Torrey Gurley resume, the football resume, you ready for this? He played at South Carolina with the Gamecocks. But in the NFL, Packers, two seasons, Vikings, Raiders, Buccaneers, Chargers, Ravens, Browns, Bills.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never heard of any guy play that with that many NFL
teams.
Oh,
there's a lot of guys.
Not that many. What, you got 10 there?
Have you met Eddie Johnson?
No.
The punter?
He's been around.
I met him here. But he's a punter. He's a punter.
So punters are people, too.
Well, is that right? I don't know.
And then in the CFL, Argos, Bombers, Red Blacks. So our NFL insider, Torrey Gurley, can chat anything. NFL, CFL, college. Casey wants to know if the theater is licensed. I guess so. They were serving alcohol last night. Clearly, that does not apply to me. It must be.
Yeah, I didn't partake last
night. There's a lot of things I haven't... Listen, I couldn't go and scout the thing. I was on my best behavior. I couldn't tell. Did they have popcorn refills, pop refills, all the things that really matter at a movie theater? The hot dog, I would give a 6.5.
Okay.
Tonight, they got to do better on the hot dogs.
All right.
Can I say?
But I saw they had some extra things that were different. Pretzels. Warm pretzels, I saw. The pigs in the blanket, the hot dog with the batter, you know, wrapped around it. That looked pretty cool. Didn't try any of those. But, yeah, it seems nice. They got some extra options.
Now, if the hot dog had been free, I might boost my ranking a little bit. But I had to pay for it, so I'm just going to say it was about a 6.5.
And you went to it. You took
DuPont
instead of Cindy.
Well, they invited the two of us. What am I supposed to do? I'm going with her tonight. And I'm missing the Pats game and all the games. But the movie is so good. I'd be looking forward to seeing it twice. Now, listen. One more segment with Lynch and Darren. And we're going to get into this rider roster for the Bomber game tomorrow. Because there's a lot of interesting things to talk about. Fans are writing in with it. And viewers, their thoughts. And then the Massey twins will join us here. Regina's YouTube stars. Does that cover it? Sure, he says. We'll be back in a moment. It's a Football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning. Football Friday, as it is here. Big football day in the province. You got the Rams and the UBC Thunderbirds tonight, 7 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium. Canada West TV has it. DuPont will have the call with Jesse Lumsden and Darren Bombing. And then up in Saskatoon, the U of S Huskies welcoming the Manitoba Bisons. Payback on the mind of the Huskies up there. And, of course, Saturday it's the Riders and the Bombers. And just ahead of that, I have to mention, if you just heard or saw in the break, our trip to Houston, today is the last day. They have to release the rest of the flights that has been booked, the block. So we're close to 30 people going?
Something like
that.
I'll
say that's very good.
Oh, yeah.
For the debut of the Rod Peterson VIP sports trip to Houston, Texas. Today is the last day. So we're going to catch the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. There are two NBA games going on. The Houston Rockets, NBA super team, with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. They got the Suns and the Kings coming through. We're going to be doing two of these live shows with football guests. And what else? Nassau trip. There's a rodeo every night in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
High school football Texas championships. So, yeah, go to rodpeterson.com/trip. Or call Uniglobe Travel in Hill Tower 2. Ask for Michelle. She can hook you up. Today is the last day to book. So thanks to everybody. We had signed up five more yesterday. Actually, it was after we went off the air. So I'll ring the bell now for yesterday. And let's pack this thing. That plane going down to Houston. And thank you to Uniglobe Travel for doing that. Now, guys, why did I put my phone away? The Riders roster for tomorrow. Calling it up here. Off the roster are Kenny Stafford, wide receiver, linebacker Sam Hurl, D lineman Chad Jeter, in 17 Williams Lambert, 49 Iduwo, and 92 Evans.
Yep.
So Zach Evans is back. Jordan Williams is back. One of these is the 46, right? Has to be scratched. And people are writing in on the wall saying, are they going to scratch Arsenal? Are they going to scratch Zach Evans? Well, is this where everybody wants to play coach?
Yeah, I think so. Let's take our crack at it.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. I still believe it'll be Manny Arsenal because that's what we were told it was going to be. But
yeah, he's listed on the roster behind Jordan Williams Lambert. So that would be the obvious that he would be the game day scratch. Zach Evans into the lineup listed behind Micah Johnson on the defensive line. I think you'd probably carry an extra defensive lineman than you would carry the extra receiver. So I think all signs point to Manny Arsenal being the scratch, although I'm in favor of him playing too. I like the leadership factor. I like that the guys rally around him. I do like those things, but you got to do what's best for the team, and I'll trust Craig Dickinson what he decides to do.
Frenzy, how do you like this Rider lineup?
Very much good. I think it's going to be Manny released and, well, not released, just cut.
Yes, for the day.
For the day.
Seth, yeah.
Lambert's great. You got to see what he can do. We knew what he could do last year. He hung around the Bears for a long time, last receiver cut. So you got to play him right away and see what he can do. You can't let him sit around more than another week. He'll go nuts. And getting a defensive tackle is good. The Canadian tackle as a backup there.
Zach Evans, yeah. The other thing from the Bombers was that yesterday their PR guy, Darren Cameron, was watching the show and was it Wednesday or Thursday? We did the deep Bomber talk and we talked about everybody's contracts up there. Darren Cameron, their PR guy, was watching and he said, clarification on that. Kyle Walters, the general manager, has one more year remaining on his deal. Kyle Walters, the GM, is under contract for 2020, but Mike O'Shea is not. Paul Appelese, not. Richie Hall, not, from what we understand. Now, what I read in the Winnipeg Sun this week from Ted Wyman's column was that Mike O'Shea was offered a contract extension going into the 2019 season and said no thanks. Gambling on himself, gambling on his team. So the fact that Kyle Walters is under contract for one more year doesn't probably change a whole lot, John, in terms of the pressure that's on that football club or the head coach. How do you feel about this news?
Surprising. I thought Michael signed a three-year contract before this year, and I thought the same with Walters. Walters done a great job as a GM there. He'll get renewed, I'm sure. Michael O'Shea, I don't know. Depends what happens in the next two or three games and what they do. If they finish third, woo, people were counting on them to finish first or second, go to the Grey Cup and win it. That's just what the so-called experts saw, the way the team had improved the last two or three years. And I thought Mike had a contract through to 21, but if that's not the truth, that it's not the end of this year, his future a lot will be depending on what happens in these next few games, quite frankly. And maybe shouldn't be that way, but I think it will be because you got a couple of ex-head coaches, LaPolice and Richie Hall still sitting there. Both don't want to be a head coach. They've stated that, eh?
Paul wants to be a head coach.
Huh?
Paul wants to be a head coach.
Well, Paul wants to go back being head coach. He was the head coach of Bombers, as most of you know, then resigned or got fired and stayed around Winnipeg for a while. Then he came back as an assistant coach. And he loves being an assistant coach so he can take care of his family, his kids, and etc., his young kids. Doesn't like particularly the perils of being a head coach in the CFL. But I think they might push him into that position if the executive is disappointed with what happens in the playoffs. And that's what I'm from now on, unfortunately. Up till now, things were going good till the quarterback got injured. They've been terrible the last 2 weeks. I mean, there's a lot of concern in Winnipeg about what's happened the last two games, the complete collapse.
Actually, I would say it's gone from concern to bubbling anger.
Yeah, bubbling anger.
That's what I hear.
I mean, it's been unbelievable. They're on to Richie Hall about why he prefers that prevent defense, because all it does is prevent you from winning. That's the joke about it. But it's just about being the case there. The game last week when they got beat by Hamilton 33-13 in Winnipeg, the Bombers were terrible. But most of the blame for that could go on the quarterback. And the quarterback was not a veteran. It's Streveler.
Streveler the leveler. He's done nothing to make you want to remember his name.
No.
That's the problem.
Streveler. He still wants to be, he hasn't decided whether he wants to be a running back or a quarterback. And he had a terrible game and a big game against Hamilton. So, really, the game tomorrow night in Saskatchewan is big for Streveler. He's got to prove himself that he can play quarterback. He looked like he could the Labor Day game in Winnipeg, or the Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg. But it's a real big one for him tomorrow night and the whole Bomber team. So, it's going to be interesting for the future of Michael O'Shea. He and Walker, as you know, are great buddies from Guelph. They played together. And after Walker got drafted by the Bombers, got cut, hung around, became an assistant general manager to a legendary Joe Mack. Then Joe Mack got fired.
Legendary to whom?
They put Walter in there as the interim. He did such a great job. He became a GM. Done a pretty good job in paper and with the team on the field. So his contract, I think, will be renewed. But Michael O'Shea, I don't know.
All depends on the next couple months. Look, we got a roll. Frenzy, keep the shirt.
Okay, I will.
For the tap.
Thank you.
Dupes, have a good call tonight.
Thank you.
Because we got some special guests coming into the bunker next. I just want to mention before we go, as for this break, as Clark has pointed out, speaking of punters, our people too. Very special guest in the bunker on Monday. The wife of Riders punter John Ryan, Sarah Kalana, the Hollywood comedian. She's got a brand new series on Netflix. She'll be in the bunker on Monday.
Cool. Really
John
cool.
Ryan's wife, Sarah Kalana, Mrs. John Ryan.
She really funny?
She's hilarious. And actually, I can't wait for Monday to fire the questions at her. It's just going to be fantastic, Lynch. Okay. Your ride's here, I think.
Okay.
Special guest next. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning. If you're noticing a new addition to the bunker, this is it. Thank you again to the U of R Rams for the donation to the desk, and they are home tonight to, who they got tonight? UBC Thunderbirds tonight, 7 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium, as I mentioned before the break. A sports update on this Friday morning here in overtime. Thursday night football, the Seattle Seahawks handing the Rams their second straight loss by beating them 30-29. More so, the Rams handed the Seahawks the victory, missing game-winning kick with 11 seconds to go. Three Canadian teams on the ice in the NHL last night. The Jets fell 6-4 to the Rangers in New York. Jets are at the Devils tonight. Hurricanes beat Montreal 4-3 in a shootout in Calgary, fell 5-3 to the Avalanche, and the lid lifter for both those teams. Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday, Cardinals over Atlanta 7-6 in Game 1. Dodgers over the Nationals 6-0 in Game 1. Saskatoon's Braden Schenn of the St. Louis Blues signed an extension this morning with the Stanley Cup champions. It's for 8 years, $52 million. And the Rough Riders have activated Zach Evans from the six-game injured list. He is on the 46-man roster for Saturday's game against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And that is the morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And don't forget to join us at the Armory tomorrow for the tailgate party. 3 hours prior to kickoff, we always do it, with the Canadian Armed Forces, Royal Regina Rifles, raising money for the officers' mess. And we'll have food trucks, face painting, family games, beer gardens, and the Rod Peterson Show tent. As I mentioned, as we've been saying all morning, and through social media, we got the Massey twins with us here in Regina, Tom and Bobby. There you are, boys. How are you today?
Good. I almost forgot it was the morning for some reason.
It's still the morning.
I know the way, Rod.
Yes.
It's a new addition to your desk.
Oh, look at the, thank you. Oh, they brought gifts. They know the way to my heart. You guys are an absolute PR machine. The Massey twins, Tom and Bob. Well, you know what? For the people that don't know... This is going to be very interesting, by the way, because I said to Tom, you're the one with the purple hair, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it was your brother. I said, tell me your story. It was Bobby, and Bobby said, what story?
Yeah, because I get confused sometimes.
What do you get confused about?
I don't know. I just get confused out of nowhere.
Well, these are some YouTube stars from Regina, and your story is your life story.
Okay.
And our producer, Clark, has some photos of your life story and being YouTube sensation. So take it away. Why don't you, Tom, start? What is your story? Tell our viewers.
So me, my brother, and my dad, we basically just started to have some fun around with our YouTube channel. And then we started to interview some major people. Like we tried to, we interviewed Ryan Reeves.
Of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah. Yep. And then we started to interview some bigger people like Chris Jericho.
WWE fame. Yep.
And
here's some of the photos.
And then we also interviewed Mick Foley.
There we go. Is that Ryan Reeves in a 90 Rider jersey?
That's Chris Jericho, too.
The only reason Tom was the only person with Chris Jericho
because he was sick.
Because I was sick.
Okay.
I don't know. We were on our way back from a trip and I just got sick. Really, like, vomiting sick, and fell asleep and woke up the next day. I'm like, hey, when's the interview going to happen?
And you missed it.
Yeah.
What? Well, I've had that happen, too, but for other reasons. I think vomiting was involved, too. But
no.
Would it be correct to say that you are YouTube stars? Is that true?
Well, we just hit 1,000, so... Kind of, yeah.
1,000 subscribers.
Yes.
And how do you think that happened and why?
We've been doing this for three or four years.
Really?
I've actually lost track, so I know it was around three or four. So. Yeah.
1,000 YouTube subscribers. You've interviewed Ryan Reeves, Chris Jericho, Mick Foley. You said.
Yep. Yeah, Mick Foley. We tried to get John Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Couple other. I'm
kind of losing track by now.
Yeah. Bartel stiffed us. And by the way, Rod.
Yeah.
I saw Simone Larson in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I think he was angry.
Yeah,
that's
really
funny.
Angry.
We can handle him.
Okay.
Is there security around?
Yeah, we do have security. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
What do you guys like about being YouTube stars?
We can basically do anything. It's
fun. It is fun, isn't it?
When we were really getting early, Tom was just trying to do the John Cena. I came around, slapped him in the eye. We tried to get no violence from there on in. Later, we just
did it on it.
We kind of destroyed that rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, well, it's been fun ever since. Actually, it was fun before that, but...
Why should people watch you guys on YouTube?
Because there's one reason...
We're kids!
Well, there's a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids on YouTube, but for some reason, they're gravitating to you guys.
Yeah,
so what is it? What? Give me a reason why.
Like,
give me a commercial why.
We go on such event. We go on adventures and interviews.
Oh, and we also interviewed someone. We actually interviewed someone from PWA Wrestling in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first time going to Edmonton. And I also ate, like, a bunch of pancakes and got $50 from it.
Yeah. Although, later, after, on behind that, I tried to hit him in the stomach and make him vomit.
This is all on the videos?
Yep.
Sounds fascinating.
Except for the hitting in the stomach and vomiting thing.
What do you guys
got? That was off camera.
What have you got planned for the next month, 6 months, year here on the Massey Twins YouTube channel?
More interviews. That's
I have
it.
Something special that I cannot tell you, though.
Okay.
Really special.
So how can they follow you?
It's actually related with
sports.
Sports Center, actually, if I want to be more specific.
Okay, so it's a big secret?
Yeah, it's a big secret.
All right, anything
and
else?
We really
only
scored
one
on
hint.
This one.
It's in November.
It's in November?
November.
Okay. All right, boys. Well, I think we covered it all as the Facebook wall is now starting to come in with comments on it. So people are loving what you're doing. Where can they find you on social media?
I got this one, Tom.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Tom!
And we also have our own merch.
You have your own merchandise? All right.
You interrupted me, like always.
I did.
Oh, and also we're doing the Rugby World Cup, like betting on it. Not actual
Oh, sports betting's part of the Massey Twins YouTube channel.
Only with rugby, though. My mom and my brother are betting. I think there's going to be more betting in the Stanley Cup. I really want to get betting with Tom.
Huh. Speaking of, by the way, lastly, before we let you go, Producer Clark wants to know who you think will win the Rough Riders game tomorrow against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I have to cheer against the Riders for some reason. I just get.
I really don't care, but I'm just going to choose the Riders.
Okay.
I'm choosing against.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm just going to choose the Riders if they're good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And continued success with the Massey Twins YouTube channel. Sounds like you got a winner on your hands.
Yeah, I'd say.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, a big thank you to our guests on the program today. Of course, John Frenzy, DuPont here throughout most of the program, Tory Gurley, our NFL insider, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robinson, and David Benefield with a look at Week 17 in the CFL. Coming up next week, as we mentioned, it'll be quite the kickoff on Monday. The wife of Rough Riders punter John Ryan, Hollywood comedian and actress Sarah Kalana will be with us, and we got Stu Grimson as well. You mentioned Clark. We don't have... Here we go. Damon Allen, Canadian Football Hall of Famer. Damon Allen will be with us. Sarah Kalana is mentioned. Mrs. John Ryan. American sportscaster of ESPN, Fox Sports fame, as well as CTV Regina, Julie Stewart Binks. Also in the bunker, Jim Hobson, Winnipeg Jets broadcaster Brian Munns, the Grim Reaper, as we mentioned, and Chris Getzlaff. So join us for that next week. Thanks for all of our guests today on this Football Friday. Have a safe, fun weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday right here on Facebook Live.
Wow, those are good pens.
Finally.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.